During the height of the pandemic, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo raised eyebrows in the world of journalism with his one-on-one interviews with his brother, then-Governor Andrew Cuomo. But those ethical concerns have been completely overshadowed by what we learned in late November about the cable news host's role in advising his elder brother's administration on responding to a barrage of misconduct allegations in early 2021. To explain what we've learned from interview transcripts released by the AG's office, we're checking in with Politico reporter Nick Niedzwadek. Welcome back to the show, Nick.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So before these transcripts were released from the State Attorney General's office's investigation into the elder Cuomo, what was our understanding of Chris Cuomo's role in advising his big brother and interacting with administration staff?
Initially came out, I think, via a Washington Post report that he was informally advising his brother, and then both he and then CNN later acknowledged that that was happening. Later on, I think they said that it was kind of inappropriate to have done that, but he wasn't going to face any penalties or sanctions. But now we're seeing that he was more involved in the day-to-day response effort than I think people had previously known or acknowledged. And that went as far as using his journalistic network to try to find out information about Ronan Farrow and what he was working on for The New Yorker. Ronan Farrow obviously has had a lot of award-winning investigations into high-profile media figures, specifically around sexual impropriety, Me Too-type issues. So obviously, Ronan Farrow carries a little bit of mystique. And so that was probably the most striking thing that came out of this, is that he actually used his contacts to kind of try to find out information about another reporter. He told investigators that kind of like checking out on what other reporters are working on is not necessarily untoward, and he didn't see anything wrong with that because he didn't try to contact the reporter directly and therefore try to influence the reporting. So that was the biggest thing. But then there was other things that we sort of knew about but got greater detail on, which is like him suggesting edits to other advisors, to the governor, about like public comments, public statements, just like tone, what lines not to use, what lines to use. And then at least early on, he was very adamant that his brother should not resign, in the thinking that by resigning, you essentially admit guilt, even if you deny the allegations themselves. And then there were other things, like a separate incident in which he fed information to Melissa DeRosa about one of the accusers who thought that the governor inappropriately touched her and tried to kiss her at a wedding. And then Chris, through a mutual person, tried to bring information to the governor's people about her identity. Essentially, this third person thought that she was being put up to coming forward and alleging that the governor touched her inappropriately. So both of those details were not previously known and kind of characterized that he was much more involved than I think people had previously known.
Does it seem like Cuomo administration staff or the former governor himself pulled Chris into these response efforts, or does it seem like he inserted himself into this?
It is pretty clear that he wasn't dragged in reluctantly. I think he did feel a sense of duty to his brother, and he said as much publicly that his job comes second to his family. And so I don't think he had to be pulled into this unwillingly, but at times he told investigators that he didn't really look into the conversations that were going on or was excluded altogether. So he wasn't involved in every single thing, but he was very invested on certain issues, even going so far as telling Melissa DeRosa that she was not being well served by some of the advisors or other press people who were trying to help out and making suggestions, or asking why certain things were excluded from public comments that they had been working on and that sort of thing. So he was definitely in the mix.
In addition to the release of the interview transcripts, we also now have access to written communications from Chris Cuomo in 2021. What do those written communications tell us about his approach to this crisis? Does it seem like he wanted to go on the offensive, or does it seem like he was more sensitive to the situation and wanted to take, I guess, a more tactful approach?
So it's probably a little bit of all of the above. When he was talking to investigators, he said that in basically every conversation he had with his brother or Melissa or others, they pretty much always denied specifically the sexual harassment allegations and things of that nature. And so I think he legitimately believed that, like, well, if you are denying these things, tell people the truth, be forward with what happened and then what didn't happen, and let things play out. And so he was kind of telling him to play it straight as much as possible. But then he would also try to warn them against attacking people on a personal level and things of which they did end up doing. But he tried to discourage some of those things. But at the same time, he also was of the same mind that Andrew and other people in his position are kind of being targeted somewhat by allegations of sexual harassment, and that they don't have quite the avenue to defend themselves that would be appropriate. But he said that you can't really fight that so much as you have to just acknowledge it and then try to do the things that you can do to defend yourself, such as trying to get a fair process and laying out your side of the case and trying to refute things where you can without being seen as just going after an accuser or someone else just on a personal level, because then it doesn't play well in the court of public opinion and various other venues. So that was kind of the sum of his advice. So at times he definitely wanted them to stand by and fight. As I said, he didn't want the governor to resign, at least in the early going. So he kind of played a little bit all of the above. When you read his transcript, he does sound very reminiscent of Andrew Cuomo. And so I think that they do have similar sensibilities. So Chris obviously comes at it from a slightly different background, but I think he knows his brother very well, and he knows some of the people in his orbit. He's known them dating back to their father's time in government. And so I think while not always being on the same page, I think he was more often than not kind of coming at it from the same position as the former governor.
So as we talk on Tuesday afternoon, what, if anything, has Chris Cuomo had to say about his conduct behind the scenes, especially in light of the fact how it didn't really mesh with the scope of what he suggested he was doing for his brother when he did publicly acknowledge that he was advising his brother through this crisis?
Yeah, so in his initial testimony, which was taken in mid-July, he had shrugged off the previous criticism of him in this kind of dual advisor while also holding a high-profile journalism job. He kind of shrugged that off as illegitimate or not coming in good faith. So he didn't really put too much stock in them. And in a general sense, CNN did back him up for the most part. Yesterday, though, the network did say that they are carefully reviewing the documents and that it was at least not as, I guess, reflexively defensive of one of their stars that they had been in the past, but they didn't come down one way or the other about whether they would sanction him or have any formal position as of yet. But he didn't talk about it on his show on Monday night on CNN. He did talk about it to some extent during his radio show today, and he was kind of in the same vein as what I was conveying to you before, where he thought that in this day and age, certain people don't get the benefit of the doubt or don't have exactly a fair playing field to kind of lay out their case when they believe that they are being wrongly accused or things are being misconstrued. He said that that was part of his thinking when he did change his mind and urge the governor to resign, which he ultimately did. I believe in early April is when he announced it, and then he formally did a couple weeks later.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. We've been speaking with Nick Niedzwadek. He's a reporter with Politico. Nick, thank you so much for making the time and for spending so much of your time going through all these transcripts.
Nope, thanks for having me.
And shortly after we recorded with Nick, CNN announced it was indefinitely suspending Cuomo as they assessed his long-term future with the network.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.